newborn King. Let our voices sing Him our praises. Hail, hail to the guiding light that brought us tonight to our Savior. So bright to the knowing light of the stable. Feel close to the child so dear. Cast aside your fear and be thankful. Hail to the newborn King. Let our voices sing Him our praises. Hail, hail to the guiding light that brought us tonight to our Savior. Voices sing Him our praises. Hail, hail to the guiding light that brought us tonight to our Savior.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Welcome to St. James Westminster Anglican Church. 28 Christmases ago, a wet behind the ears deacon officiated his first two Christmas services, one at St. Ambrose Anglican Church in Redcliffe and one at All Saints Anglican Church in Medicine Hat, and we were off and running. Probably 225 Christmas services later, this will be my last for a while, anyways. There's a lot of worship, a lot of homilies, a lot of songs, a lot of traditions that have gone in between. Very early on, Christmas Day services were not a big thing in Alberta for some reason. I started one because I never got to have Christmas with my kids. So we thought it would just be us and our kids. And then some of the United Church clergy figured out that there was a service on Christmas Day that they didn't have to do anything. So they started showing up. So then I got them to preach and I didn't have to do so much. And so there has never been, other than I think that first Christmas, never been a Christmas that I didn't do a Christmas Day service. So this has become a very special time for me. We'll take a deep breath and move on to the opening hymn.
Thank you.
Jesus, at thy feet. Jesus, your King is born. Jesus is born. He lacks us as gloria. Within a large, a broken heart, a tender babe was found. Not so round and fair as was the ring of glory on the helpless infant there. The chiefs from far before him knelt with gifts of fox and beaver bound. Jesus, your King is born. Jesus is born.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Eternal God, this holy day is radiant with the brilliance of your one true light. As we have known the revelation of that light on earth, bring us to see the splendor of your heavenly glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated for the reading of Scripture.
Reading from the book of Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the trampling warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Good peace. people all, this Christmas time, consider well and bear in mind what our good God for us has done in sending His beloved Son. With Mary holy we should pray to God with love this Christmas day. In Bethlehem, upon that morn, there was a blessed Messiah born. Thankful heart and joyful mind, the shepherds went the babe to find. And as God's angel had foretold, they did our Savior Christ behold. Within a manger He was laid, by His side the Virgin Maid, attending on the Lord of life, who came on earth to end all strife.
The Lord be with you. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place in the guest room. Now in that same region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. There an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." The Gospel of Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. In September of 1992, and that seems like such a long time ago, I found myself in Saskatoon at the University College of Emmanuel in St. Chad, on the campus of the University of Saskatchewan in Saskatoon. In the first week, I learned the most important thing that I've ever learned in my life. And that is, no matter what you think you know about God, you don't know nearly all of it. Doesn't matter what your traditions have been, doesn't matter what you have understood as faith, God will challenge it. God will reveal more of God's self to you if you will only stop and open your hearts. Now, I can tell you that seminary, for somebody who had Jesus in this nice little box, was a very difficult time. But it opened my eyes. So let me give you an example. Let me hopefully scare you a little bit. The story of Jesus' birth is the most marvelous story we'll ever hear. But we've taken all the good parts and thrown them away so that we can have this nice, neat little story that has a perfect manger and perfect parents and a perfect baby and perfect wise men and perfect shepherds and perfect this and perfect that. And that's not what it's all about. Remember Mark, who wrote the first gospel. After Jesus' death, resurrection, and ascension, and after he had gone to heaven, believe it or not, for as long as I've been in ministry, some 30 years, finally somebody wrote it all down. That was Mark. Do you remember what he said about the birth? What birth? Started with the baptism. I'm not telling you that isn't in the Bible. But for years and years and years and years, instead of looking what's there and thinking about it and mulling over it and taking one question and making 15 more questions and living your life as a question before God, we have chosen, oh, isn't it pretty? What a lovely manger. Nothing to step on there and slip and fall down. They're all there. All the same time, just this beautiful story. And it's okay. The kids yesterday at 4 o'clock, I'm told, were fascinated by it. And that's wonderful. Mark didn't even think to mention it. So Matthew and Luke. Luke gives us that wonderful prelude with all the story of Elizabeth and Mary and John the Baptist and Mary's song and all those wonderful things. Matthew, he's worried about Herod. He's worried about the Jewish hierarchy. Luke brings angels and sheep. Matthew has important rulers, wise people. Three of them, right? Doesn't say three, just says wise people from the East. Doesn't say that they were these brilliantly dressed folk heroes. Just means they saw a star, they saw something that interested them and followed them. They probably came 2 or 3, maybe 4 years after Jesus was born. So we'll find the answer in John, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What? So Jesus was always? He didn't start as the baby in the manger? I guess I better rewrite my song from last night. Jesus from all time. What a marvelous story in 4 parts. You ever sat down and read all 4 of them back to back? You get a head start with Mark. You just have to open the book and say, that's one. And then read the birth narratives from Matthew and Luke. Who are the wise men today? Who are the shepherds? Who are the outcasts? Who are the people that weren't good enough to live in town or perhaps had some problems and liked to be out with the sheep because they preferred the sheep to the people? Did any angels appear to you last night? You ever heard God speak to you? Are you listening? Are you open to that understanding? Have you ever witnessed the miracle of birth? Yes, and it's absolutely, anybody that's ever watched a child be born knows it's the most awe-inspiring thing that you'll ever experience. And God is the author of all those awe-inspiring experiences, so why would we try and put God in a box? Why don't we let God put us in a box and keep pouring knowledge in? Keep pouring more and more information in. Give us more and more ways to look at the story of the one that came to do one simple thing. And it really is this simple. And it's the hardest thing that we will ever do. Jesus came to love. Not the people he liked. Not when the media was close by so they could see him loving. Not just on Sundays, not on Monday, Tuesday, when every day, anyone, anywhere, anytime, anyhow, Jesus came and loved. That helps when you're God incarnate. You have more capacity to love, perhaps, than those of us that God created. But Jesus then said, love like me. So the crux of what I preached last night was taking a soon-to-be classic Christmas carol called Babe in the Manger and having people dancing in the aisles in joy. And when we're done saying, but Jesus came as much for you as you're dancing in the aisles as Jesus came for the people who are sleeping in tents behind the trees you drive by going home. Jesus loves that person that I might like to cross the road to avoid as much as Jesus loves me. We don't just love inside these walls with the people that we know. The world's changing. I think back to when I started in ministry. Social justice was barely a term. But look at all the things that have gone on in the last 30 years. And as much as we say Jesus calls us to love, and as much as people sing about love and songs about love and all those kinds of things, it's harder and harder, it seems, for us to do it and to continue to do it because there's so much stuff around us to distract us. But the message never changes. It's marvelous to read a Richard Rohr book or a Tom Wright book or any of the great theologians of our time, Walter Brueggemann, any of them. It's absolutely marvelous to read the books and to think and ask questions and to have all this stuff fill your mind and go, aha, I think I know, and then get 12 more questions and do it all again. And that's a great thing to do. But without love, I am as a resounding gong and a clanging cymbal. You can have all the information you want about faith. The proof is in our ability to love. If there's anything I have learned in this time of ministry, and will probably continue to do at some level, is what people need most is to be loved in their darkest times, in a time of loss, in a time of pain, a time of grief. Those are the times that ministry becomes real. And though I know I've failed many, many times, like all humans have, sometimes I think I've got it right. I think there are some people that will say that God sent me to be with them. But I will close with the story that always keeps me humble. Back to my first parish, a lady who lost her two children, adult children, and then her husband, and said to me one day, if it wasn't for what you said to me that day, I couldn't have gone on. And to this day, I have no idea what I said. But I absolutely know what God said through my tiny, paltry words. He simply said, I love you. Amen. I invite you to take whatever position is comfortable for you in prayer, standing, sitting, or kneeling.
As we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Word of God, let us pray with thankful hearts. The bells and the lights and the presents and decorations in church and in our homes express our thanks to you, Lord, for coming into the world in person. On this Christmas Eve, we want to say, thank you, Holy God. The world Jesus was born into was the world we know. Thank you for being prepared to face the dangers and risks of human mistakes and sin in order to save us. On this Christmas Eve, we want to say, Holy God. Many of us will be celebrating with our families and friends. We invite you to join us in all the festivities and ask you to teach us true loving. On this Christmas day, we want to say, thank you, Holy God. We remember those who find Christmas a sad or lonely season. We remember those for whom it brings to the surface memories, anxieties, or dangers. Through good and difficult times, you are always with us. We remember today in our prayers Dan Lemansky, Bev Wethy, Sylvia Brightwell, David Buckridge, Marilyn Austin, Anna Woodson, Emerson Muir, Eunice Smith, Allie McMillan, Abby Woodson, Patrick Conboy, Monica, Rick and Rita and Rich. On this Christmas Eve, we want to say,
thank you, Holy God.
We remember those whose loved ones have died and all those who have finished with earthly celebrations. May they celebrate with you and all the angels of heaven. On this Christmas Eve, we want to say, thank you, Holy God, for all the many blessings of the past year and for all the good that you have enabled us to do, for the experiences that have taught us humility and patience, we thank you. On this Christmas day, we want to say, thank you, Holy God. Merciful God, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites us to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Confession time. Two things. When I first encountered the peace, I thought it was the strangest thing that the Anglican Church would ever come up with, and I avoided it at all costs. You can ask my wife and daughter who are here. I was not a hugger at all. Just wasn't something that I did. And so when the peace went from a handshake to a hug, then I went and hid. So everything is pretty much prepared for the Eucharist. I need about 30 seconds to get it together. So I'm going to stand right down there. Nobody has to. If you want to come forward, hugs, handshakes, high fives, hip bumps, whatever works, whatever would be meaningful to you on this final day of my ministry here. And if the most meaningful thing is sitting right where you are, that's absolutely fine. I got lots of time. I don't know how many verses are in the hymn, but I'm sure Adam and Steve can make up some more if I don't get back. So I will be right there. You have my permission to start the offertory hymn whenever you want. And whoever wants to come forward can, whoever doesn't want to. This is me living the homily where I said, try new things, new experiences, new questions. The day I was ordained, I would never have offered this in a million years. So let me go out taking a chance. My friends, the peace of the Lord be always with you. Source of light and gladness, accept all we offer on this joyful feast. May we grow up in him who unites our lives to yours, for he is Lord, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who placed their hope in you. And so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death took bread and gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling them with the Holy Spirit and confirming their faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. As Christ taught us, let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours forever and ever. Amen. We break the bread of life, and that life is the light of the world. God here among us, light in the midst of us, bring us to light and life. Our communion protocol remains that you can receive either the bread or the wine, and the wine if you like, either one. Many are not yet comfortable in receiving the chalice. That's absolutely fine. There'll be one station at the base of the steps. Please come forward, receive the bread. If you wish to receive the wine, do so. We do have a gluten-free option. If you'd like a blessing instead, just cross your arms like this. Or if it's more comfortable, just sit where you are and enjoy the music during communion. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Of our life, Mary's child, you tell us God is good. Prove it is true, Mary's child, go to your cross of wood. World, Mary's child, you're coming soon to reign. King of the earth, Mary's child, walk in our streets again.
Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, you have fed us with the bread of eternal life. Keep us ever watchful, that we may be ready to stand before the Son of Man. We ask this in the name of Christ the Lord. Amen. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. I said last night, and I'm going to say again today because I think it's true. Some of the greatest theologians in the world are stand-up comedians. And some of the greatest stand-up comedians are the greatest theologians. Because they understand that at our core, we need to be full of joy and happiness and laughter and all those kinds of things. So this is kind of a trivia question. You have to be pretty close to my age to figure this one all out, or maybe a little bit older. But at the end of the dismissal will be the catchphrase of one famous comedian, and I'll use the signal of another at the end. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For the last time, for me anyways, here, the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be amongst us and remain with us this day and forevermore. Good night. God bless.
The streets are filled with laughter and light, and the music of the season, and the merchant windows are all bright with the faces of the children. And the families hurry into their homes as the sky darkens and freezes. We'll be gathered round their hearths and tables, giving thanks for God's graces. And the birth of the rebel Jesus. Oh, we call him by the Prince of Peace, and we call him by the Savior, and we pray to him upon the seas and in every bold endeavor. And perhaps we give a little to the poor if the generosity should seize us. But if any one of us should interfere in the business of why they're poor, they get the same as the rebel Jesus. Must you face before you learn to climb? I'm gonna give you what it takes, my universal child. I'm gonna try to find a way to keep you safe from a special place, a shelter from the storm. I see you everywhere, your portrait fills the sky. I'm gonna wrap my arms round you, my universal child. When I look into your eyes, so innocent and pure, I see the shadows of the things that you've had to endure. I see the tracks of every tear that ran right down your face. I see the hurt, I see the pain, I see the human race. And I can feel you, you're everywhere, shining like the sun. I wish to God that kids like you could be like everyone. How many tumbles must it take before you learn to fly? I'm gonna help you spread your wings, my universal child. I'm gonna help you spread your wings, my universal child.